You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds here. Graziano Pella to score and Southampton to win is 2-1. Jordan Ayew to score and Villa to win 16-1. We know how bad Villa are, Derek. Rooted to the bottom of the table. Only 5 points from 14 matches. Southampton are 8-15 though here.
Well, I know they're 8-15, not because of Southampton, they're anything brilliant. They're 8-15 because the opponents are Aston Villa. And I just can't, and no matter how long, I always used to back Villa away from home at these kind of prices, 13-2, 6-1, I thought. You know, in previous seasons, I'd be all over that. But I look at this Villa team now, and I cannot see anything. I can't see how they're going to win a game. I really can't. That's how bad they are. And I'm prepared to back Southampton here. Yet they've just been pasted 6-1 by Liverpool. But that was a one-off, that. I mean, that was too bad to be true, that. Every team is capable of one of them a season. I'm just going to ignore that one. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong for Southampton that night. I think the better judge on that performance against Man City last week went, yeah, OK, they lost 3-1. But they give City a mighty scare. I've just got to back Southampton here, even though I've been siding against them all season long, especially at these kind of prices. I just cannot see how they won't beat Aston Villa.
Okay. What about Southampton to win and both teams to score here, Derek?
I can't see Villa. No, I'm not.
You can't see Villa score.
You know what? I was reading a preview of this game and someone was making a big case for that. But I don't see how. I don't see why. I mean, you know, okay, they got beat 3-2 against Watford last week, but two previous games hadn't scored. That was against Everton and Man City. They're not exactly full of goals, are they, Villa? I don't see why everybody's getting hot under the collar about both teams to score here. I just don't see it.
Okay. Mr. Phelps.
Yeah, just to back that up, they're the worst team in the Premier League for shots on target away from home as well, 2.7 a game, so under 3 shots on target per game. You look back to, you know, end of the season last year, Southampton stuck 6 past Villa with 1 in return. Benteke scored it. That says everything you need to know, doesn't it? He's obviously no longer there, and many of their strikers are no longer there. Mane got a hat trick in that game.
Yeah, that was the quickest hat trick in Premier League history, right, wasn't it? Yeah. This game.
Long had scored another 2. Before the 40th minute, there were 5 up in 40 minutes. The writing was on the wall back then, wasn't it, as to where Aston Villa were going this season. A shocking team. Second worst goal difference in the Premier League. I just think they're a very poor team. Conceded the second most goals away from home in the Premier League. 17 already. I think Southampton will be stung. Agree with Derek about that. It was a weird game the other night. You know, I watched... And the first 25 minutes, they were all over them, weren't they, Southampton? Yeah. It was really weird. I mean, Klopp was doing his nut on the side, wasn't he? And, you know, really annoyed. And then suddenly you kind of think, once Liverpool got the goals going and Sturridge stretched Southampton, that was the difference. No one from that Villa team can stretch Southampton. And you look at the goals recently. I mean, I mentioned the 17. 4-3-2-3-3. That's how many they've conceded in the last... 5 games, considered 2 at Palace as well. Obviously, they won that opening game of the season with a clean sheet at Bournemouth. Can I have Mane to score an over 3.5 goals? Is that a bet?
It's not, unfortunately.
Damn you!
You can have them separately.
Damn you!
Have them together.
No, I think...
You think he's got 6-4 Mane to score in this match?
Yeah, that's all right. It's a bit short, but you know, it's a bit of a mug bet, I suppose, isn't it? And I know you love him, don't you? I wouldn't put anyone off that at all. I mean, Pelé to score any time and Southampton to win... is the enhanced odds, as you said, 2-1. Mane to score in a Southampton win is priced up at, drum roll please, 17-10. I'll have that, thank you very much.
Okay. I think we could get a shock in this game.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, come on. Wait. Yeah, that's one of those things you say. That is a definite mention.
Yeah. That will
be forgotten by most people immediately.
If no one chooses a nap in that, I think Villa definitely get on the score sheet there. We'll see if they can win that game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.